All week, we've been following up on publicly funded initiatives from the past few years to see how they've fared over time in our series called Did It Work? Today, we have the final installment of the series this week. We're looking back at a redevelopment project in Brattleboro. The Brooks House is a historic building right in the center of Brattleboro's downtown, and it suffered major damage during a five-alarm fire back in 2011. Developers received almost $3 million in state and federal money to bring the Brooks House back to life, and we'll find out now how the redevelopment is going 8 years after the fire. Here with more is VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So start off by telling us, Howard, what exactly happened at the Brooks House?
Yeah, well, back in April of 2011, there was a fire up on the top floors of the Brooks House. And if you've ever been to Brattleboro, you've seen the Brooks House. It's a former hotel with really dramatic and beautiful architecture, and it sits right in the center of Main Street. And at the time of the fire, there were restaurants and shops at street level, and then offices and apartments on the second and third floors. Bob Stevens is an engineer who does a lot of work around Brattleboro. And a year after the fire, while the building was still gutted, he told VPR why it was so important to raise the money to start the project.
Because it's at the heart of our downtown. It's architecturally significant. It's a quarter of sort of the main block. And having it dark, it means that we don't have the same level of activity and energy on the street. Other businesses suffer. That sort of issue of critical mass is not there.
So even a year after the fire, the building was still just sitting there, all burned out?
Yeah, right. So that's really at the core of this story. So the Brooks House opened in 1871, and old buildings are really expensive to rehab. A group of five local investors eventually poured more than $22 million into the Brooks House, even though it's only assessed at $8 or $9 million.
And so this is where the state and federal money comes in, is that right?
Right. So included in that $22 million was an $800,000 federal grant, and the state put up $2 million so that CCV and Vermont Technical College could move into their new space in the Brooks House.
That's a lot of money. So how are things going there now? Did it work out?
Well, let's find out.
Kayla.
Here.
Kayla, great. All righty.
Classes for the fall semester are just underway at the Community College of Vermont's Brattleboro campus. And Anand DeForest is welcoming his new students to the Introduction to Cultural Anthropology class.
And what I'd really like to start out with is talking a little bit about the big word in the title of the class. And the most important word to understand in that group would be?
Anthropology.
And I think probably, how many of
the classroom is clean and well lit with windows that look out over the atrium. About 250 students will attend classes here at the CCV campus at the Brooks House, according to Tap Barnhill, a CCV administrator. It's a very different scene than what Barnhill experienced at the Brooks House after the fire.
When I walked through this building the first time and looked around at what was going to have to happen to transform it, I turned to one of the guys and I said, you know, are you going for the Lifetime Achievement Award here? Because that's what it felt like it was going to take.
CCV and Vermont Technical College were both located outside of Brattleboro at the time of the fire. And developers thought if they could bring the colleges to the Brooks House and have them sign long-term leases, it might convince other investors and banks to support the project. The Vermont legislature backed the idea up with a $2 million earmark to build out the classrooms and offices, which pretty much took care of most of the second floor development. Barnhill says today, when classes are in session, there are hundreds of staff members and students walking around and shopping.
I think for Southern Vermont, this was the right move. It revitalized a place that could have been a tipping point in the other direction. And I think for that reason alone, that money will return to the state so many times over what the initial outlay was.
The project also got almost $800,000 in federal money through the Community Development Block Grant Program, also known as CDBG money. Josh Hanford is commissioner of the Department of Housing and Community Development, which runs the CDBG program. He said the federal money is supposed to jumpstart development that might otherwise be delayed.
Without public investments to get it started, it wouldn't happen. It would still be sitting there, and the community having this as a source is a huge benefit for them. They you know, wouldn't raise this kind of money, $800,000 in the Brooks House example, you know, from their own property taxes or other sources. But yet having that building vacant, underutilized for any period of time would cost the community a lot more than that.
It took developers more than 2 years to put the complete financial package together, just to start work on the building. Bob Stevens is a local engineer who worked on the project, and he's also an investor in the property. And he says to get to the finish line, they needed every grant and tax credit they received.
Without state and federal, impossible. And even with it, I would like to say that it is barely possible.
Okay, so Howard, did it work?
Yeah, I would have to say yes. The Brooks House is almost completely occupied. There are restaurants down on the ground floor and shops, and just about every storefront is called for. The 23 apartments up on the top floor are all rented, and there's a waiting list for people who want in. Steven says that means there are state and federal taxes coming in off the properties and from the people who work in the Brooks House. Still, he says it will take a while to really be able to measure the investment against the benefits.
It's hard to measure it, or I should say it takes years. At the end of the day, you know, the only objective metric that we can think of would be to say, is the grand list growing in downtown? You know, so you're not going to see that. It may be a generational kind of timeline before you can actually measure that kind of change.
It's also worth noting that the project has become a model for another project in Bennington.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, the Putnam Block, like the Brooks House, includes an old hotel along with a few other buildings. And developers there also want to redevelop the property and create new housing, apartments, and offices. Some of the same people involved with the Brooks House, including Bob Stevens, are helping out in Bennington. And in a lot of ways, they're financing it in a similar way to what happened in Brattleboro. They've received CDBG money, more than $1 million, and they're also partnering with some private institutions like the hospital in Bennington and Bennington College. So even though they're not getting state money, they are kind of going along that same model that was successful at the Brooks House.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, you're welcome, Henry.
That wraps up Did It Work for this week, but we do plan on continuing this series in the future. So if there are public initiatives that you think we should follow up with, send us a note to news@vpr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp.